And now it's time for Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. Pastor Roland has been helping people find answers and solutions to life and relationship issues for over 25 years. And now, here's your host, Pastor Roland.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. My name is Pastor Roland. Welcome to the program. Yes, this is a very special program. I'm a pastor, but I'm a pastor who helps people on the internet and on the radio. I've been around for 25 years, and I talk about important things, and never has there been a time when talking about important things is so relevant. Most people are not doing so good. I often begin my program by saying, this is Pastor Roland, and I'm checking in to see how you're doing. Some of you are not doing so good. You have issues. Well, that's true. A lot of people have issues. I've never seen so many issues, okay? And the biggest issue of all is that people are not getting the fundamentals right. People are not getting the fundamentals right. So let's talk about that. It's very important. You've heard the expression majoring in the minors. You know, it's where people are fixated upon things that are not important. Okay? And missing, not doing the important things. Well, that's the way we humans tend to be. That's the story of, that's our modus operandi, if you want to put it that way, of human beings. We miss the most important thing. A lot of parents do that, don't they? When you were a kid, maybe you can remember when you were a kid or a teenager. You know, something happened at school, maybe. Something happened at school and you came home and you were troubled. And so there's your mom or there's your dad. And they dumped all over you for something. You didn't do your homework or you forgot to clean your room or something. They just dumped all over you like that was the biggest, most important thing. They were talking at you instead of to you. They were talking at you. And they didn't understand that there was something wrong. Okay? Well, now you're an adult. Okay? And you're still missing out on the most important things. I don't need to tell you what the most important thing of all is because it's like the elephant in the living room. So let's talk about what's happening. Well, the problem is that we're being misled. We're misled. And the center is not holding. I can't remember where I heard that expression. Somewhere in a movie or somewhere, or a television show, it said the center is not holding. See, a long time ago in America, there used to be a sense that everything was okay. I remember waking up on a Sunday morning, a long time ago, when I was a little kid, you know, or a teenager, or even a young adult. And sure, I had some issues, but I had a sense that everything was okay. Everything was kind of okay. But I don't have that sense anymore about America. Don't have that sense about the world anymore like that. So if you want to wake up in the morning and have a feeling, a sense, not a feeling really, but a sense that everything is okay, then you're going to have to get right with God. I know you've heard that. I know you've heard it. And you've been to organizations and they talked about it. And you've been to church and they talked about it. And you've read books and they talked about it. And you listened to the radio and they talked about it. Everybody's talking about it. Oh, but part of the reason why people are not doing so good and are missing out on the fundamentals is that not everybody is talking about it, as a matter of fact. At least in America, people used to talk about it. But now, why, you can go the whole day and not even hear the word God mentioned. You can go to work, you can go to school, you can go to university, you can walk down the street, you can go into a store, you can go anywhere and not hear a word about God. I'll be right back after this important announcement. Remember, everyone, I'm only here for 15 minutes once a week. This is an infomercial. You may never hear me again, so be sure to write down the web address so you can find my resources and especially my very important meditation that helps you to become centered and come back to the present moment and find out what's really important in life and begin to live from what you discover in the beautiful present, in God's beautiful present.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Your pills and your marijuana and your alcohol and your food and your restaurants and, did I mention shopping? All of those things, okay? You know they are not fulfilling. Okay, you can spend the entire day doing all kinds of things and never hear any mention. Not only will you not hear meaningful conversation, okay, to awake that might awaken you, but you won't even hear God mentioned. So something is wrong, okay, because He is the most important thing of all. Okay, your relationship with Him is the most important thing at all. See, so what is the purpose of life? So why is it? See, I go shopping, you know, and I listen to secular radio sometimes, and, you know, I go to the mall, and I don't eat out a lot, but occasionally I'll go to a restaurant. You know, I do all those things, of course. I don't drink alcohol or smoke marijuana. I don't do any of that. Wouldn't touch those things with a 10-foot pole. But nevertheless, I do all kinds of things, okay? But it's okay, because I've dealt with, you know, the most important thing is always foremost in my mind. Okay, it's always foremost in my mind. And it's always, and in the middle of my mind, and it's at the back of my mind. It's always there. Okay, so I can go through, so I can be in the world, but not of the world. You heard Christ tell us to be in the world, but not of the world. So, meaningful conversation, for example, about the important things or about God, for example. Okay, remember I've always said you can't study your way to God, and words are not the same thing as having a relationship with God. But at least words can tend to wake you up. But when you are very guilty, when you're very guilty for having avoided God, then the words, they make you uncomfortable. And so you avoid them even more. So everything fits. So you take advantage of the fact that you can go everywhere and not have to talk about God or anything meaningful. You take advantage of that because it's comforting and it's supportive. See, what does it say? What did Christ say? The love of the world makes for enmity with God. Now can you see why? So everyone will say, fine, do this, do that. Do your texting, go shopping, go to the restaurant, watch these movies, listen to this music, watch television. Do all these things, and we won't make you feel uncomfortable because we won't talk about anything important. See? So are your friend? No, they're not your friend. They're not your friend. So what is your friend? Well, your friend is someone who speaks about such things that might wake you up. Wake you up. But your ultimate friend is your conscience. See, you don't realize that your conscience is actually your friend. Your conscience is from God. Your conscience is another word for intuition. It's what you know in your heart. Okay? So I'm always checking with my intuition, what I wordlessly know in my heart. Okay? As I go make one step at a time, I always check with my intuition. But it doesn't feel like conscience because I'm a friend of my intuition. See? So what you must become is a friend of your conscience again. You must learn to go in a room and close the door and sit still and come into the presence. To come into the present moment, to wake up and be in the present, in the presence, and experience conscience. Okay? And it won't be pleasant, but you're going to have to bear the little bit of brief pain so that afterwards then you can find peace and you can become a friend of God. Got a question or a comment? Send me an email at talktoapastor@yahoo.com. That's talktoapastor@yahoo.com. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a kind of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Welcome, my name is Pastor Roland. If you're just joining in, welcome. We're talking about what's the most important thing in life, and I said it's your relationship with God. And I said that you can go around now. There's something wrong in America. Something is wrong. You can go shopping, you can watch television, you can listen to music, you can go to the movies. You can listen to the radio, you can text, you can watch sports. You can go to the store, you can do everything. Go to work. Go to class. You can go everywhere and not hear any meaningful conversation. See? And even worse, not even hear God mentioned. See? Now, for the people who like that sort of thing, well, that's fine for them. But for the people who would like to live a meaningful life, see, the purpose of life is what? See, why is it that all these trivial things. There's nothing wrong with going shopping. I go shopping. There's nothing wrong with a little recreation. See, better recreation like a bike ride with your family or going for a walk with your family. Better that. Or playing a little, something or other, whether it's badminton or tennis or bowling or just playing catch with your kid or throwing a frisbee around. Or better that than, or gardening or, some useful work where you're helping people. That's exercise. Better that than sitting in as a spectator. Okay? So I don't go to any ball games, for example. I occasionally listen to a snippet on the radio of the game. But it's when everything else has been taken care of. When I've been with my family, when I've attended to my family, when I've done my work, when I've done my studies, when I've done my prayers, when I've, answered the email prayer requests and done all the things that are important and spent the whole day quietly thinking and meditating upon what's important in life. And when all of those have been done, well, if there's a little bit of time left over, then a little bit of music or a tiny bit of sports, maybe 10 minutes. But even then, I'm sure there's something more important I could find to do, So eventually, hopefully, the day comes when I could have zero interest in any kind of a sport going on. But you got the idea. So those things, all the shopping and texting and all those things are, they can be okay activities, okay? But they're not okay if they are used to avoid, the most important things. So if communication with your kids is not good and you avoid that by going out and volunteering in the community, then volunteering in the community is not good because you're avoiding the important thing, which is a communication between you and your kids. If there's an issue between you and your partner, and instead you're watching a ball game or instead you go do something else, well, that something else is not good if you're avoiding the important improving communication with your partner, So most people are engaged in full-time avoidance behavior, And that's why people are always focusing on the symptoms instead of the causes. Have you noticed that? It's another example of avoidance behavior. But now let's say, so what's wrong with that? Well, what's wrong with that is that the purpose for life is to build character. You only have a limited amount of time upon this earth while you're in the body. That's your one shot. You get one shot at it, one crack at it, in other words, one go around, one round, and then that's it, it's over. And during that one round, or that one period that you have here on this earth, you have to use your time wisely to build character and to discover what you need to know to find the purpose of your existence and perhaps even to live forever. So that's what you're here for. So now you see why majoring in the minors or engaging in full-time distractions is not a good thing. Hello, this is Roland. Please remember that this program is listener supported and I need help to buy the airtime on this radio station. I'm only here once a week, that's all I can afford. So please write down the web address so that you can find my resources. I have a free meditation that might be just what you need. Hello, this is Pastor Roland, checking in to see how you're doing. Hope you're doing better. Many of you are not doing so good. You have issues like unhappiness, anxiety, worry. If you're like most people, your problem is you get upset too easily. Then you say or do the wrong thing, then you feel bad. Wouldn't it be better not to get upset in the first place? I have resources to help you learn how not to get so upset so easily. For example, how about my easy meditation? It's free, it's complimentary, it's called the Easy Meditation. It even helps with your prayer life. When you're calm, it's easier to pray. Visit talktoapastor.org and look for the Easy Meditation. While you're there, watch my latest YouTube lecture about how to improve your marriage. It's all at talktoapastor.org. Welcome back. My name is Pastor Roland. Hope you're enjoying today's program. So now you've gotten the idea. You build character. See, you either gain character or you lose character. Every time you're a little bit dishonest, every time you're a little bit sneaky, every time you're a little bit phony, every time you resent someone, every time you're, do anything that's not quite proper, not perfectly proper. Unless you immediately wake up and see that you did something that wasn't quite proper and realize it and are sorry for it. But most people go through life sort of in a trance. They don't even realize that they're messing up. They spend their whole life just dealing in trivia and resenting people and being angry and getting upset and being a little bit dishonest and a little bit sneaky and just, you know, the usual, judging other people and, you know, that kind of stuff. So every time you do one of those little things, you throw away a little piece of your character. So you lose character. Okay? On the other hand, for every moment lived properly, you gain character. So, at the end of the line, when you drop the body, the only thing you have left is character. That's all you've got. Either you're going to have it or you don't. And then at that point, you will be compatible with however you've been living your life. So, the important thing, like I said, most people are living in a trance, so they don't even know when they're messy. See, we don't even realize, people don't realize that they're messing up. They don't realize what they're doing wrong. They just don't. Or if they do, well, they excuse it away, or somebody excuses it, or they take another pill, or they take another, you know, smoke some more marijuana, or drink some more alcohol, or do some more texting, or listen to more music. See? So, most people are living at a very low level. So, what is the most important thing then for you? I said, well, it's your relationship with God. So you have to be honest and say, well, it's either there or it's not. Never mind whether you have gone to organizations and churches and studied and read about this and read about that. Never mind. It's either there or it's not. And if it's not, then okay, then that just means you still have to find it. See? But you have to be honest. You can't say, well, you pretend that you found it, but then you really haven't. Okay? That's dishonest. You have to be honest. Okay, I haven't found it. I'd like to find it. See? I've heard about God and about Jesus, and I've heard about these things, and it sounds good, and I'd like to believe that those things are true, but I just don't know. Well, that's honest. See? So that's being honest is fine. See? Just being honest. So that means you can, well, if you like, you keep searching. And if you keep searching, maybe you'll find. See? Now, there are some people through history who seem to have found it. Right now, I'm editing a book. I'm going to be writing a book about Miguel de Molinos. He was a Christian, a mystic, really. He was his book is a spiritual classic. It's right up there with he's right up there with Teresa of Avila and St. John of the Cross and St. Francis de Sales and Brother Lawrence and Thomas a Kempis and people like that. Augustine, he's right there. Okay. And so I'm working on a book about him. And he seemed to have found the presence of God in the present. And he talks about stillness, about becoming still and experiencing God. He calls it contemplative contemplation or contemplative prayer. Well, I understand that. Okay? So he seemed to have found it, and others have too, and they've tried to tell you about it, but it's not easy. Okay? So what I attempt to do, you see, with my meditation, I have this beautiful little meditation. I've made it free. I call it the easy meditation or the prayer meditation. It actually helps you to become still in the present, come back to the present. See, mostly now you're living, thinking about the past or worrying about the future. If you come back to the present moment, and sit quietly in the present, then you begin to experience what? You begin to experience reality. See? And that's where the presence of God is, and that's where God's light is. See, what you need is His light so you can have wisdom. You need God's light so you'll have understanding. You'll have understanding for your partner and for your kids and for yourself. See? So therefore, I really, really encourage you to go to my website and check out some of the resources and watch some of my YouTube lectures. They're excellent. And most important of all, get the meditation and give it a try. Hello, this is Pastor Roland. Would you like to improve your relationship? Would you like to understand your partner's true needs better? Would you like to improve communication with your kids? Then go to talktoapastor.org and click on my relationships blog. You'll find dozens of free articles and YouTube lectures to help you improve your relationships. This program is a labor of love for me, which means I buy the airtime myself. If you'd like to help me keep the program on the air, make a donation of any amount, and I'll send you a free ebook of my most popular relationships book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. That's right, for a donation of any amount. And you, a free ebook of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Okay? Just visit talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org and look for the Secure PayPal button. Yes, yes. Those of you in Southern California, Palm Desert, Palm Springs, places like that, I need to hear from you. I need to get an email from you or some help. See, don't forget, I pay for the airtime. I buy the airtime myself. Okay, so I could use some help. And those of you around the country, you've got to listen to the second half of the program. See, the whole program is half an hour. So you've got 15 minutes. Listen to the whole program. It's just beautiful. It's stunningly beautiful. Okay, and it could do your world of good. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Now you can listen to Pastor Roland anytime by logging on to www.talktoapastor.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is talktoapastor.org. Please remember that Pastor Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.